This is Akashwani. The news read by Anuja Kumar. Prime Minister Narendra Modi received a warm and enthusiastic welcome upon his arrival in Auckland, marking the start of his historic two-day visit to New Zealand. This is the first by an Indian Prime Minister in nearly four decades. After arriving in Auckland, Prime Minister Modi was received at the airport by the New Zealand Prime Minister Christopher Luxon. The Indian community gathered in large numbers to greet him. The atmosphere was filled with excitement as people waved the Indian tricolour and chanted Kia Ora Modi to welcome him. During his visit, the two leaders are expected to discuss ways to further strengthen cooperation in trade, investment, education, technology and people-to-people ties, reflecting the growing partnership between India and New Zealand. Mr. Modi will also interact with prominent business and sports personalities. Earlier, Prime Minister Modi officially concluded a historic high-stakes state visit to Australia, leaving behind a future-proof blueprint for the India-Australia Comprehensive Strategic Partnership. From high-powered boardrooms to iconic landmarks, this intense itinerary systematically advanced the diplomatic, economic and security ties between the two democratic giants. Prime Minister Modi has expressed gratitude to the government and people of Australia, as well as Australian Prime Minister Anthony Albanese, for their warm hospitality during his visit. External Affairs Minister Dr. Jay Shankar today interacted with members of the Indian diaspora in Oman. In a social media post, Dr. Jay Shankar said their enthusiasm in strengthening India-Oman relations is palpable. He appreciated the Indian diaspora's contributions to the society as well as to India-Oman partnership. Minister of State for Parliamentary Affairs Arjun Ram Meghwal and Dr. L. Murugan today reviewed the preparations for the upcoming monsoon session in the Parliament House complex. The session of the Parliament will commence on the 20th of this month and continue till the 13th of August. The Supreme Court will hear a batch of pleas seeking a fair and time-bound probe into the alleged embezzlement of donations at the Ram Temple in Ayodhya on Monday. On 7th of July, an Ayodhya court granted one-day police remand for three of the eight accused arrested in connection with the alleged theft of donations at the Ram Temple. A local court had sent all the eight accused to a 14-day judicial custody on the 29th of last month. The Indian Railways has approved 206 crore rupees for Kavach deployment on 680 route kilometers of Northern Railway to enhance safety and operational efficiency. The project aimed at expanding the indigenous safety system across high density and strategically important routes. The Railway Ministry said the provision of Kavach version 4.0 will be implemented on the Rewari Delhi and Shakur Basti Bhatinda sections of the Delhi Division. Operation Amistad has concluded successfully with the return of the Indian contingent to New Delhi from Venezuela today. The Humanitarian Assistance and Disaster Response Mission was launched following the recent earthquakes in Venezuela. Acting President of Venezuela, Delcy Rodriguez, thanked the Prime Minister for the timely help, support and solidarity extended by India. External Affairs Ministry said in a statement that on 26th of June, two Indian Air Force C-17 Globemaster third aircraft carried a 41-member contingent from the Indian Army's 60-para field hospital unit to Venezuela. Sebastian Robert, a former director of All India Radio News and an officer of Indian Information Service, passed away in New Delhi today after a brief illness. He was 80. Mr. Robert was associated with AIR News for several decades and had made his mark as an ace correspondent in the field of defense and external affairs, covering important events in India and abroad. In women's cricket, India were 170 for 3 in their first innings against England in one-off test match at the iconic Lord's Cricket Ground when reports last came in. Earlier, England won the toss and opted to field. This match is a landmark occasion for Lord's as it is the first women's test match to have been played at the ground. And that is the end of this news bulletin.